This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now we bring you the latest in the story of a deadly shooting outside an Army recruiting office in Little Rock, Arkansas. Last week, Private William Long had stepped outside the office for a break when he was killed. Today was his funeral. In a moment, we're going to learn about the man charged with his killing. First, Kelly McNeil of member station KUAR reports on Private Long's funeral.
About 200 mourners attended the funeral for Private William Long at a windowless sanctuary of a Baptist church in Conway, Arkansas. Crisply uniformed soldiers passed in and out, and veterans formed a line outside, each one clutching a full-sized American flag. Shauna Buffert was a friend of Long's since childhood.
It was a real shock. Like, I was just talking to him like a few days before it happened, and we were supposed to be hanging out and stuff, and then this happened. Really, just gonna miss them.
Long's father, in a blue blazer and a red Marine Corps ball cap, thanked the attendees. Both of Long's parents are military veterans. Arkansas's Governor Mike Beebe attended the service and called it a sad day.
As bad as it is, people understand when a soldier is killed in combat in a war zone like Iraq or Afghanistan. It's a little different shock, I guess, is the best way to say it. When one is killed right here at home because he was targeted because he had a uniform on.
On the day of the shooting, Long was smoking a cigarette outside the Little Rock Recruiting Center with another soldier when both were shot. Police say the man they've arrested and charged with murder, Abdul Hakim Muhammad, was upset at the U.S. military for its actions overseas. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McNeil in Little Rock.